Good morning. It's March 26th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a series of legal developments that could have significant implications, former President Donald Trump finds himself at the center of a hush money trial and a separate civil fraud case. The legal battles underscore the ongoing challenges Trump faces post-presidency. Jury selection for Trump's hush money trial, involving a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, is scheduled to begin on April 15th. Despite attempts to delay the trial, Trump's defense team was unsuccessful and visibly frustrated during the hearing. This case is just one aspect of Trump's entangled legal woes. In a parallel legal front, a state appeals court has significantly reduced Trump's bond from $464 million to $175 million in a civil fraud case. Trump must pay this reduced amount within 10 days to avoid the seizure of his assets by the New York Attorney General. This reduction, which Trump sees as a victory, comes with a stay on the judgment that previously barred him from serving as a public officer of a company. However, the court did not grant all of Trump's requests, notably the prohibition of an independent monitor and the installation of an independent director of compliance. The state attorney general's office has dismissed the significance of this ruling, asserting that Trump will still be held accountable for the alleged fraud. Despite this setback, Trump is prepared to escalate the appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary. Meanwhile, a potential financial lifeline looms as Trump could benefit from a merger with Digital World Acquisition Corp., potentially netting him nearly 80 million shares estimated to be worth around $3 billion. These developments reflect the complex and ongoing legal challenges faced by the former president. With significant financial and legal implications at stake, the outcomes of these cases could have lasting impacts on Trump's future. In a dramatic turn of events at one of the world's leading aerospace giants, Boeing is undergoing a significant leadership transformation. This shakeup comes at a critical juncture as the company grapples with safety crises and a plummeting stock price, marking a pivotal moment for the industry. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun, board chair Larry Kellner, and commercial planes head Stan Deal are set to depart by the year's end. This decision follows closely on the heels of a January incident involving a mid-air panel blowout on a 737 MAX plane, exacerbating existing safety concerns and contributing to a 25% decline in Boeing shares. The aerospace giant is not only facing increased regulatory scrutiny, but has also imposed production limitations. Concurrently, Boeing is in talks to acquire its former subsidiary, Spirit AeroSystems, signaling a potential strategic shift amidst these challenges. The leadership overhaul has received backing from industry figures, including Michael O'Leary of Ryanair, who welcomed the changes. In response to these developments, Stephanie Pope has been appointed to lead Boeing Commercial Airplanes. Meanwhile, Steve Mollenkopf is at the helm of the search for the next CEO, reflecting the company's commitment to navigating through this tumultuous period. In a move indicative of a broader strategic pivot, Boeing's board of directors has decided to streamline its operations by reducing the size of the board. Stephen M. Mollenkopf has been appointed as the independent chair of the board. These changes not only reflect the depth of the crisis at Boeing, but also underscore the company's efforts to manage its executive team and strategic direction during a challenging time for the aerospace industry. In a significant legal battle involving high-profile figures and free speech, U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer has dismissed Elon Musk's lawsuit against the Center for Countering Digital Hate, CCDH. The lawsuit, which accused CCDH of unlawfully accessing X Corporation's, formerly Twitter, data to research hate speech, has been ruled as an attempt to suppress free speech under California's anti-SLAPP legislation. The background of this case starts with the CCDH's investigation into the rise of hate speech and misinformation on X following Musk's acquisition. The organization's reports highlighted an increase in content that targeted LGBTQ communities, spread fake news about climate change, and glorified Nazism. Musk's lawsuit against CCDH was seen as a response to these criticisms, alleging illegal data scraping by the nonprofit. However, Judge Breyer's ruling emphasized that X Corp failed to demonstrate how the alleged data scraping resulted in financial harm. Furthermore, the court observed that the company's primary grievance seemed to stem from CCDH's criticism rather than any alleged unlawful data collection methods. This decision underscores the protection of free speech and the challenges in litigating against criticism. The impact of this ruling is multifaceted. On one hand, it reaffirms the importance of free speech and the legal protections against attempts to silence criticism. On the other, it highlights the ongoing issues on X, including a reported increase in hate speech and a significant decline in U.S. advertising revenue. Factors contributing to this decline include policy changes and controversial advertising content, alongside the increase in hate speech. Despite the lawsuit's dismissal, Elon Musk has signaled his intention to appeal the decision. This ongoing legal battle not only sheds light on the complexities of free speech and data privacy, but also on the broader implications for social media platforms and their responsibility in moderating content. In a surprising turn of events, properties owned by Sean "Diddy" Combs in Los Angeles and Miami have been raided by federal Homeland Security investigations agents. This operation is part of a broader sex trafficking probe spearheaded by federal authorities in New York, bringing a new level of scrutiny to the hip-hop mogul's doorstep. At the heart of this investigation are the serious accusations leveled against Combs, including sexual assault and sex trafficking, detailed in multiple civil lawsuits. Despite these allegations, it remains uncertain whether Combs is being directly targeted by the ongoing federal investigation. Known for his influential role in the music industry and his ventures into fashion, television, and production, Combs has vehemently denied all allegations against him. As the story unfolds, the legal team representing Combs has yet to issue a statement regarding the raids. Meanwhile, the attorney for the accusers sees this as a potential step toward holding Combs accountable for the alleged misconduct. With the investigation still in its early stages, more information is anticipated to come to light, offering further insights into the allegations and their implications for one of hip-hop's most prominent figures. In a pivotal moment for reproductive rights, the U.S. Supreme Court is deliberating on a case that could significantly alter access to the abortion pill mifepristone, a cornerstone of medication abortion in the United States. This case puts the spotlight on the balance between regulatory oversight and women's health care, with the potential to reshape the landscape of abortion access across the nation. At the heart of the controversy is whether the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, sidestepped safety concerns in its efforts to make mifepristone more accessible, including its distribution through mail-order pharmacies. Opponents, led by a Christian conservative group, argue that the drug is linked to emergency complications, despite medical professionals pointing to its safety profile, noting serious complications occur in less than 0.32% of cases, and its effectiveness rate stands at 97.4%. The implications of the Supreme Court's decision extend far beyond the medical sphere, potentially influencing the political arena as well. President Biden has vowed to defend access to mifepristone and restore abortion protections, underlining the case's significance in the upcoming presidential race. Furthermore, a ruling against the current lawsuits could trigger a series of state-level challenges, setting the stage for ongoing legal battles over reproductive rights. In anticipation of possible restrictions, abortion rights activists and reproductive health care providers are exploring alternative measures, such as focusing on misoprostol-only medication abortions. This proactive stance underscores a commitment to maintaining access to abortion, even in the face of potential legal hurdles. The broader debate centers on the FDA's approval process and the balance between ensuring drug safety and preserving women's autonomy over their reproductive health, a contentious issue that could redefine the scope of telemedicine and access to abortion services in rural areas. This has been your Daily Brief in U.S. News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.